Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We are talking about an issue to start off this report this week that has been in the news for some time, and it has to do with the Grant County Commission taking action on a wildlife services program. What can you share?
That's right. The annual renewal of the wildlife services program that is run by the USDA and provides animal damage control for the county. This is these are the people you call when, for example, you have a mountain lion preying on your livestock. It's of great benefit to ranchers. They also deal with problems like birds damaging buildings. And the commissioners last week decided to amend the agreement, and they have decided that wildlife services in Grant County will no longer be allowed to use leg hold traps and cyanide canisters as lethal methods for dealing with problem animals.
So is there any reaction from the community on this move?
The ranchers in Grant County are not pleased with this. They consider the leg hold traps and cyanide canisters a key tool in the toolbox that Wildlife Services Program people use to control animals that are a threat to their livelihoods. So they're not pleased with this, and they are hoping that the commission will change their minds. This does have to be okayed by the USDA ultimately, and word has not come down as to whether they will accept this amended agreement.
Okay, Jeff, I want to move on and talk about some changes with panhandling rules that the town council in Silver City recently took up. What do you know about that?
The town attorney in Silver City, Robert Scavron, had been doing some research about recent ACLU activity and municipalities, and in an effort to avoid lawsuits, he suggested to the town council that they might want to change their begging, panhandling, and solicitation laws, because the ACLU has been successful in demonstrating panhandling solicitation as an expression of free speech. So what the town did is loosen up their solicitation and begging laws quite a bit. There's no longer language in the definition of panhandling and begging that defines it as a nuisance, as something that could be aggressive, something that citizens shouldn't have to put up with. So the upshot of this is that town residents will have to post signage on their own that specifically says no peddlers allowed, no solicitations allowed. Otherwise, Scavron told counselors that people are basically, they have the right to enter your property, knock on your door, and solicit. So this goes for vending, proselytizing, begging. And private businesses will also be subject to the same requirements. They will no longer be assured that the city doesn't allow begging near ATMs, for example, or outside of banks, outside of stores. They will have to post their own signage. It will be left up to them to make that decision, that they don't want that activity on their property.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for that update. Now we're going to go to CP Thompson now. CP, thanks for joining us. I want to move on and talk about some staffing updates. As many folks may know, Jeffrey Plant is one of the new staff members this year at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Can you update us on other changes that the Daily Press and Independent has had this year?
Right. So we recently hired David Marcus a few weeks ago, and he will be our summer intern. He'll spend his time here until the end of July, beginning of August. He is a Silver High graduate. He graduated in 2017, and he's currently attending the University of Iowa, and he's getting his major in English and creative writing. He will range from different beats. We're just going to try and give him the best experience he can here. And we also have a new circulation manager. His name is Jaime Ramirez, and he was hired with the Daily Press back in 2017 as an ad salesman, and he was hired as a circulation manager in April following the retirement of longtime Daily Presser Susie Torres. So those are our two changes here at the Daily Press.
Okay, CP, thank you so much for the update, and we will talk with you all next week.
Thank you.